Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 million protection package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, in a small fishing community in Nova Scotia, it's not just the fish that haunt the water.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
There's something about like the water that's just creepy. I've always kind of felt that way. Like whether it be giant ocean liners out there, that's always been a fascination of creepiness to me, to just being out in a lake swimming and then something brushes up against you in the water and you don't know what
that's happened to me before.
The worst feeling, because you don't know what the hell it was and you never really will. And it could have been a fish, could have been a piece of seaweed, it could have been someone's, you know,
arm.
That's
because I heard of that happening. I heard that these kids were swimming in a lake. And of course, in lakes, the water's so dirty, you can't see your hand once you put your hand underneath the water.
Yeah.
And they felt something and reached down and pulled up a hand.
Oh,
like, ugh. For real. These kids are like 10, 12 years old.
Yeah. It's not scarring at all.
No. And I think the hand was wrapped in plastic, like someone had thrown away some body parts.
Yeah, I mean, like people do.
You know, as one tends to do when they don't want the body because you don't want it at your house. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw it in a lake where kids will swim.
In a Ziploc.
Yeah, because that makes a lot of sense.
That yellow and blue make green seal really makes it, or whatever the fuck it is.
But these poor kids, they're swimming and they reach down and grabbed a hand.
We thought we found a body under a bridge once when I was about 10. There was a little bridge back next to my parents' house. And we would go out there, me and like the neighbor's grandkids, we'd play and explore the creek up and down all summer and would find all sorts of random shit because people used to dump the garbage into the creek. And we'd find weird shit. But we're under the bridge, and it's a big old rolled up piece of carpet, like big. And it smells horribly because, you know, it's carpet and muddy, murky, shitty water. But our minds go, oh my God, there's a body wrapped in this thing. And none of us were like strong enough to like turn the carpet over to look, and nobody really wanted to either. So we just assumed there was a body there. Then we went.
I would too.
Exactly. Then we went into the investigative mode and tried to figure out, well, what happened to get someone murdered and that their body is in a carpet underneath the bridge. So we went and found all sorts of artifacts in the creek, from like an old telephone receiver to a coat hanger to this and that. And then we made up narratives and stories as to how this person died and all the evidence that we found in the creek that must have also been disposed with the body. The end of the day, my dad goes down there with a pitchfork, opens up the thing, and there's nothing in it. So,
but man, for a while you were thinking that you had found the body, there was all kinds of stories.
One of the most exciting summers of days of my life when I was a kid. Yeah. The body under the bridge. That's what that's called. Hey, be sure to press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. And if you want to listen to this ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. You can even try that for 3 days free. Let's go to our first story of the day and hear it. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hello, this is my first time calling in. Newer fan, really like your guys' show. I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. And I actually have quite a few stories, or yarns, as we would call them here, about ghosts and paranormal. The first one I'll share with you happened to me recently a few months ago, about at the beginning of the summer. So the area I'm from is like on the very southwest tip of Nova Scotia. It's known for being a very rough area with lots of shoals, and we have lighthouses. So I guess what I'm getting at, there's been a lot of shipwrecks in the area. A lot of lives lost over the last 200, 300 years. It's a very old settled area. And we're, you know, it's a fishing community. It's a fishing area. So, you know, we're a maritime history area. And so lots of accidents. So in the Maritimes, we have this little boat called a dory. And if you Google it, it's like a little yellow and green boat. It's basically what they used to use in the 1800s, early 1900s, when they would go out to row from the main boat to check their lobster traps or, you know, fishing just in general. They used it just for more convenience, I guess. And we still use them around here, too, just for fun, like they use them in the summertime. So my story is, and the reason I told you about the boat is because we'll get back to that. So there's a little park up from my house. It's right on the water, on the Atlantic Ocean. And I pull up there a lot, A, because the reception's really good, and B, it's just the view is nice. So sometimes it's nice to just, you know, go there and have some quiet time. Well, I was talking to my high school friend on the phone. She called me while I was at the park, and the sun had just gone down. It was probably half an hour. I kind of, you know how you get when you get talking to people on the phone, you get distracted. So I was sitting there, and where I'm at, it's very sporadic where the settlements are. You can see where the lights are, and you can tell when there's not, where there's not. So where I was at, it was a calm night. There was, like, no moon. This is why it's even creepier. And the ocean was just flat. And I literally was looking out from my car at the bay, and there was nothing there. Like, there's no way that this could have been a reflection from lights across the bay or anything like that. Trust me. I went over this in my mind a million times. So I had to glance back at the bay, and I kind of gasped, and my friend's like, what? And I'm like, oh, my dear. And I just was quiet, and I said to her, I said, I wish I could take a picture of this and show you. I said, basically, I could see what looked like the silhouette of a boat. It was a dory. And it looked like something hanging, standing up hanging and swinging in the breeze, and it was a lantern. And people don't use lanterns, the old oil lanterns that they would have used back in the day. And I mean, that's something they would have used to light their way. And it's just swinging back and forth. And I could see the silhouette of a dark figure sitting in the boat rowing. And I'm not joking, like, I could see it getting away. And I just said to my friend, like, she just kept saying, there's got to be a logical explanation. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I can see where the lights are. This is a part of the bay that there's no lights. And goodness knows there probably was somebody that drowned back in the day. So that's what got me thinking, because, I mean, there's stories all the time, legends of people seeing stuff just because of the lore of the area and just, you know, just the ocean. Anyways, I literally was getting ready to try to take a picture, and I looked up again, and it was gone. And just, I have no other explanation for it that it to me, it looked like an old-fashioned fisherman sitting in his boat rowing with a lantern, an oil lantern. And I mean, I'm a history buff. I know this stuff. And there's just no way. There's no way somebody could have been in a boat and not me have not seen it sooner. And then just to disappear like that in the middle of the bay. Like, there's nowhere for them to go. I don't even know how to describe the area. But it was open water. And I mean, the land was at least 2 kilometers away. So anyways, that kind of creeped me out, and I did a little research, and yeah, there's been some drownings over the years in the bay, so probably something like that. And I've heard from a few family members that they've seen the specter, they call it, a few times. So that was a little creepy, kind of actually sitting in that park that I just told you about right now as I call you, which is kind of ironic. I think that's why I thought of it. I was listening to the show. So that's my first story. I will call in another time with a few of my other ones. The next one that I'll call in has to do with my aunt's house that she owned when I was back in high school. And it was one of the oldest houses in the area. And there's an interesting story behind it, but it was definitely haunted. And I seen it, my cousin seen it, and she seen it. And yeah, very, very, very spooky yarn there. So anyways, love your guys' show. If this doesn't make it, that's fine. I just figured you might get a kick out of a good old Nova Scotia maritime story. I come back to the park sometimes after dark just to see or to try to make sense of what I've seen that night. And it really spooked me. I mean, I've had a few paranormal things over the years happen to me. And yeah, that one was just really spooky. I really don't know how else to explain it. And if, like I said, Google a dory boat. And if you see it, it has a very distinct shape and color. The old oil lanterns they used to carry and just the clothing that the fishermen would have used back in the early 1900s and 1800s, very distinct. I don't know. If somebody was pranking me, they got me pretty good. But, yeah, so anyways, thanks for listening. And you guys have a nice day.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Number one, living in Kansas where we have no scenery like that, it just sounded so beautiful at the same time. Like, to be able to just drive over there and look at the bay. Like, we don't get that here. Mm-hmm. You live close to a lot of water. So you guys could take a little drive because the water around where you live is so beautiful too.
Sure.
But to me, if she's just sitting there talking on the phone, looking out over the bay, it's getting dark and darker and darker. And then look up and see something like that, that would be that recognizable as like, oh my God, it's like an oil lamp on the dory boat. And that would be weird. And then for it to just disappear when you know what you just saw, because it's like, that's weird. Nobody uses those lantern sort of things anymore.
Yeah.
They would have different kinds of light.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that she noticed that kind of hanging the way it did, and she sees the guy, like, she knows what she saw. And then when she goes to take a picture, it's gone. So if there really was someone out there, even with a flashlight that looked like a lantern, you know, because that could be maybe from a distance.
Sure.
It would still be there.
Yes.
Because those are hand rowed. They're kind of like, because I did Google it, they kind of look like canoes, sort of.
Yeah.
But kind of that size where one person would be in it rowing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go anywhere fast. It's not like, I don't think they have motors on them.
No.
Maybe some of them do. I don't know. But if it's got a lantern, that one wouldn't have a motor.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's like she knows what she saw and then it disappeared. What else? What was it?
That's the question. That is the question.
Bom, bom, bom.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802, our phone number. If you want to share yours, we'd love to hear it. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. as well. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything. It's all there for you, ad-free on Apple Podcasts, on our premium channel, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The National Education Association, NEA's, Read Across America is the nation's largest celebration of reading, helping students of all ages connect with diverse, inclusive books that make them feel seen and expand their worlds. America's educators are committed to inspiring a nation of readers, sharing the joy of reading by creating classrooms and communities where every student can access books that make them feel reflected and respected. But right now, access to diverse, age-appropriate books is under attack like never before. The past 4 years have brought an unprecedented number of book bans, 6,870 in the 2024-25 school year alone. NEA's Read Across America celebrates the joy of reading through curated book lists, recommended authors, and ready-to-use resources that help every parent and child find the stories they connect with. Join NEA's Read Across America and celebrate the magic of books. Learn more at readacrossamerica.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle.
Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.